Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the time to gather together with fellow believers. And we just ask that you be with these young boys and just help us as parents and elders in the church to just guide them in the way that you have them to go. And we just ask that you be with all those that couldn't be here with us this morning. We just ask all that in Christ's name. Amen. Where are we at? Job 22? Is that where we're at? Well, this is just starts in again. Eliphaz is just accusing Job some more here, and just, you know, telling him that he must be in sin and why and how he must, you know, repent of his sins and turn away from that. So just start reading this again. And I think by now, Job, I think he's getting a little bit tired of hearing everybody telling all the wrong things, but it probably is a good time for him also to examine himself and just wonder if maybe something they're saying, maybe he did have something. Get off to the end of this search itself and find if maybe he did have a wrong there somewhere that he could fix and work on. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "Can a man be profitable unto God as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous, or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? Will he reprove thee for fear of thee, or will he enter into thee into judgment? Is not thy wickedness great, and thy iniquities infinite? For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withholden bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man dwelt in it. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares were round about thee, and sudden fear troubled thee, or darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of water covered thee. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark clouds? Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not, and he walketh the circuit of heaven. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with the flood, which said unto God, Depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Though he filled their houses with good things, the counsel of the wicked is far from them. The righteous see it and are glad, the innocent laugh and scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of the fire consumes. I think there is, when he's talking about the flood, he's, you know, all the wickedness, and then he sent the flood in Noah's time, just wiped out the wicked, and then the fire, I think here's like talking about tomorrow, where he just wiped out all the wickedness. I think he's making that reference to Job. See, you have all this wicked, so he must be punishing you because you must have something in your life, is more or less what he's telling you. And read on. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray to thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thy heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Then shalt thou lay upon gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pray thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, There is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. and he shall deliver the islands of the innocent, and the deliver and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. So he's kind of telling here that if he repent, you know, he would have all this gold and stuff, he would just be, everything would be good in his life if he would just turn back to God and live a life according to him. It says that he'd have gold and dust if he just would get rid of that sin in his life, if he wouldn't have no problems. So is that true that he wouldn't have no problems if he was just living for God? Or would he still have maybe some turmoil and stuff come up in his life?
He still
has
some things come up in his life.
Yeah, he would. He would. I mean, we don't want, I guess, bad things in our life, but it would be a good thing to be as Job to think that Satan's up there talking to God and saying, look at my servant Arthur or whoever, and just look at him. He's the righteous guy. There's nothing. He wouldn't turn against me. That would be a good goal to try to live that kind of life. Okay, I don't remember what your verses you were supposed to look up were. You guys, what were you supposed to look up?
It was to hunt up a verse and teaching of Jesus and put it into practice and then say the verse.
Okay, well, we're going to do it a little bit different today because I said 3 years back, and when you guys say your verse, this is what I hear. I hear, that's all I hear. I don't hear nothing else. So I'll give you the opportunity to say it really loud or you're going to have to use this. So, I mean, we've got some people that are good speakers up here. Most of you just, you look at the ground and just kind of say it to yourselves. And I like to hear what you have to say and have what you're saying. So for other people that might not hear as good as I do, I'll try to let them hear also. So, and another thing, when you learn your verse, when one of you guys know your verse really well, you speak it a lot better. So I would suggest maybe got 7 days to learn, you know, to know it good enough that you can say it. Just get a little bit more confident when you know it good, you seem to speak a little louder. So let's stand up. And if you're a soft speaker, you can come up here and use this. I'll give you the opportunity, though, to say it loud for them guys out there. Okay? Who wants to start?
Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much.
Now, did you was you supposed to apply that through the week or? Okay.
Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
Matthew 5:41. If someone compels you to go 1 mile, also go with him too. John 15:12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Matthew 5:42. Give to him that asks of thee, and from him that will borrow, will turn not my way.
Luke 6:32. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them.
Matthew 5:41. And whoever compels you to go or not, go with him too. So, Matthew 5:42. It's kingdom that has to be, and if somebody wants to follow me, turn on a witch.
You don't have one, okay.
And you saw every possibility to go along, go with him, queen.
Say it to them.
Whosoever shall compel me to go along, go with him, queen. Matthew 7:12. Do unto others as ye also have been done to you. Matthew 6:30. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they need to be heard for their rough speech.
Luke 6:31. And that he would that man turn to you, lead also to them likewise.
Except everyone. I don't have nothing yet for you to do for next week. I'll give it to you tonight, but for the younger men and the older boys, once you find something where someone was led astray, like if it's because they had out of time or because they just living with a group of people and tried to follow later, do something along that line. Okay? Get your dismissed then.